So today's daf is Erevin daf pei. We actually got to the top of pei amud aleph. We actually got to the top of pei amud aleph yesterday, about four lines from the top. So the Gemara asked the following question: Meisvei. So Rabbi Yehuda said that you need to raise the barrel. Let's say you're joining everyone together. With a barrel of wine that you're being mezakeh everyone, give everyone the rights to the barrel of wine in the mavo to join everyone together. So Rabbi Yehuda said you have to pick it up a tefach, like 3 or 4 inches. So, but there's a brisa, so the following kids may stop to a mavo. How do we make a sheet of mavos to allow people to carry in the courtyards? Maybe that we bring a barrel of wine, a barrel of dates and figs and other types of fruits. That if you bring your own food, then you need to give be mezakeh and give everyone the right to use it to eat the food, so they can join together. And if it belongs to them, he needs to let them know that they all agree that this should be used as a shetufim uvos. And you pick it up from the ground, amashahu. So this amasha means even a small amount, even less than a tefach. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say you actually need to raise it a tefach? So the Gemara answers, my masha nami dekamar tefach. Even though the Bryce says mashahu, it means a tefach. So it's not a question of Yehuda. Itmar. We said at the base better. She tufa bavos, Rabbi Mar ain't tzarech lezakos, Shmuel Mar tzarech lezakos. So you have a debate whether if you need to be mezake everyone for she tufa bavos. Rabbi says you do. And Shmuel says, Rav says you do not need to be mezakeh other people, presumably because according to Rav, you're simply once you you don't need to make sort of another kinyan basically. You just that since basically you're putting this food down so that people are allowed to carry. You don't need to do an extra kinyan. Shmuel says, no, you actually need to do an official kinyan, an official transaction. And as opposed to in Rava, and by Erev Tchumim, Rava Mar Tzarech Lezakos, Shmuel Ein Tzarech Lezakos. So they argue also the other side when it comes to Erev Tchumim. According to Rav, it's a kinyan. You need to make a kinyan when it comes to Erev Tchumim. He's lenient when it comes to shitufim uvos, because when you put the food for shitufim uvos, you're obviously doing it for that reason to give everyone a portion in the shituf. So you don't need to make you don't need to be mezakeh anyone. But that rationale doesn't apply to Eruv Tchumim. So therefore, he would say that you would need to be explicitly mezakeh everyone. And Shmuel says you don't need to be mezakeh anyone, because Shmuel holds that every tchumim, you're just simply establishing your place of residence, but you're not actually making a formal kinyan. So that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Now, Bishlama l'Shmuel, also according to Shmuel, hacha tanan v'hacha lo tanan. So because the Mishnah says you need to be mezakeh when it comes to shetufim uvos, that's what the Mishnah said, and every tchumim, when the mission daf pei beis, we'll see that you can make an erev tchumim for someone else. It doesn't say that you need to mezakeh the other person. You just put the food down for that person. You don't need to officially be mezakeh the person. El Rav, however, according to Rav, kasha. It's a question. My time. What's the reason why Rav doesn't hold like the Mishnah? So the answer is Tanahi. It's actually a machlokas Tanahi. Then Rav Yehuda Mar Rav Ma'aseh Mikolosh Shemav Oshaya Shehol Chol Beis Amerechat V'Chash Cholo Ve'er V'Lo Chamaso. So there's a story with the daughter-in-law of Rav Oshaya that she went to a bathhouse and it got dark, and her mother-in-law placed an erev tchumim for her before sunset so that she could return to the city. Ba Ma'aseh Lifnei Rabbi Chia. And the story came from Chia of Asar, and he forbade her from entering to the city. You can't rely on the Erev Tchumim that her mother-in-law did. Amar Rabbi Yishmael Rav Yossi Bavloi, Kol Kachata Machmir Beiruvin, Kacha Mar Abba Kol Sheish L'Chal Hakel Beiruvin Hakel. Rabbi Yishmael Rav Yossi said to Rav Chia, you're a person of Bavel, why are you so strict when it comes to Erevin? This is what my father, Rav Yossi, said. When you have the opportunity to be lenient for Eruv, you should be lenient. So now they want to know why Rav Chiya was strict that the mother-in-law could not make an Eruv Tchumim for the daughter-in-law. So they're giving two options. Mishal Chamosa Ervala Mishim Delo Zikzalo. Is it because it was the food that was used for the Eruv Tchumim belonged to the mother-in-law and she wasn't Mizakeh? She didn't confer the rights explicitly to her daughter-in-law, and by Erev Tchum, you need to be Mizakeh. Or Dilma Mishala Ervalo, maybe no. Maybe the mother-in-law actually took food that belonged to the daughter-in-law. Vishalomi Daita. The reason Rav Chiya said that he cannot rely on it, Mishum de Shalomi Daita, because the mother-in-law conferred, left the Eruv without the permission of the daughter-in-law, and it needs to be, if you're doing it for someone else, it needs to be with their knowledge. Amar Lohen Hahumi Rabbanan. One of the Rabbanan said to them, Rabbi Yaakov Shmein, and Rabbi Yaakov is his name, Ledim Farshi Lemina Rabbi Yochanan. I heard this explanation from Rabbi Yochanan, Mishel Chamos Erva, Umishum Delo Zichzalo, that really the food belonged to the mother in law, and the reason why Rav Chiya said it's forbidden is because she was not Mizaka, she did not confer rights to her. And so what do we see from here? According to Rav Chiya, he says that Erva Tchum is Tzarech Lezakos. So we see that Rav holds like Rav Chiya, who holds that you need to be mezakeh by eruvei tchumim, but by shitufim uvos, where Rav says that you don't need to be mezakeh, even though the Mishnah says you need to be mezakeh. So this is a case of Rav Tadahu. It's a Rav can argue on a Mishnah. So that's how Rav can follow. Again, he follows the Braisa regarding Erev Tchumim that you need to be mezakeh for someone else, like Rav Chiya, and regarding Eruvei Shitufim Uvos, he argues on a Mishnah. He says you don't need to be mezakeh. So Amar Le Rav Zeira, the Rav Yaakov brought the Bas Yaakov. Rav Zeira said to Rav Yaakov, who was the son of the daughter of Yaakov, Kimatis Hasam Aki Fizil Lasulma Ditsor. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, take the long way there and go via the path of Tsur. Ubaya Mine Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. And I want you to go ask the Shaila to Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, because he lived in Tsur. So boy Mine Mishal Chamosa Erva Mishum Delo Zikzalo Dilma Mishala Erva Mishum Shalom Midaitas. He wants to know, so why Rav Chiya forbade the mother-in-law from making the Erev Tchumim for the daughter-in-law? Is it because she wasn't mezakeh to her food, or was it because she did it without her notification, without her knowledge? So he said what we were saying previously, that it's because the food belonged to the mother-in-law, and he held also like Rav that for Erev Tchumim you need to be mezakeh for someone else. Or Nachman, Naktina, and Echad Ruvei Tchum, Echad Ruvei Chatzeres, Echad Shtu Mevol, Tzarech Lezakos. So Nachman says we're actually strict, both like Rav and like Shmuel, that when it comes to Erev Tchumim or Erev Chatzeres or Shtu Mevol, you always need to be mezakeh the Eruv for if you need to explicitly confer rights to someone else if you're trying to provide that right for someone. And what's fascinating is that even though normally speaking, we saw actually in Davam and Beis that she'osa mechumer beisham mechumer beis hillel nemrala v'faksil b'chol shekolev, that if you're following the stringencies of beisham and beis hillel, then you're called a fool. So how come here you're following like the stringencies of Rav and Shmuel? So here it's different because they're not contradicting. In other words, each machlokes is based on something different. They're not two arguments that. They're not two halachos that if you're strict on one, you have to be lenient on the other. There are two arguments that are based on two different, totally different rationales. So in that case, you can follow the stricture of either position. Okay, so the Gemara continues, and it discusses whether by Erev Tavshilin, that, you know, what do we do Erev Tavshilin? So that's when Yom Tov falls out on Friday, and so you make an Erev Tavshilin so that you can cook on Friday for Shabbos. So, boy, Rav Nachman, erev tavshilin, tzarech lezakos, ein tzarech lezakos. By erev tavshilin, do you need to be mezakeh someone or not? So Rav Yosef, umayti boilei, what was the dad of Rav Nachman? Lo shmi alei, hadam Rav Nachman, barada, amar shmu, ru tafshil, and tzorech lezakos. Didn't we hear that if you place an Erev tafshil, you need to be mezake to someone else as well, if you make it for other people. So amar lei, Abaye said, asked Rav Yosef, pshita lo shmi alei. He obviously, isn't obvious that Rav Nachman didn't hear Shmuel's opinion? The shmi alei, because if he did hear it, mighty boilei, what was he asking? Amarlay, Atu Eri Tchuim Lo Milo Amar Shmuel answered Lizakos. Isn't it true that by Eri Tchumim Shmuel says you don't need to be Mizakeh? The Amar Ihu, but Rav Nachman said Tzarech Lizakos. And Rav Nachman held that you do need to be Mizakeh by Eri Tchumim. Therefore, maybe that's why I'm not sure that maybe also when it comes to Eri Tafshilin, even though you heard Rav Nachman's halacha, even though Rav Nachman heard Shmuel's halacha, maybe he's still not sure what the halacha is. So Abai responded to him, "Hachi Ashta, is that really, you really think so?" Bishlam Ahasam de Pligi, Rabbi Shmuel, Vakamash Malad, Kichum de Bamar, Kichum de Mar. Yeah, in the case of Erev Tchumen, Rabbi Shmuel disagreed, and they also disagreed by Shitufim Uvos. And what happened? We say you should paskin like Rabbi Erev Tchumen to be stringent, that Tzarech Lezakos, and you should follow Shmuel by Shitufim Uvos also. That tzarech lezakos, you need to be mezaket, give conferred rights to another person. Aval hacha, but here by Eric Tafshilin, he isa de shami alei. If Rav Nachman really heard the opinion of Shmuel, he certainly would not have argued on him. Why? Because mika demand the polik. No one argues on Shmuel in that case. So if he heard it, so obviously Rav Nachman did not hear the opinion of Shmuel. Because if he would have heard the opinion of Shmuel, and he knows that no one argues on him, he would have not asked the question, he would have known Tzarech Lezakos. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss whether you can carry in a chatzer where there's a non-Jew by renting the reshus from the non-Jew's wife. In other words, what would he say? Yeah, you should be Mazaka, yes. What do you mean? For every tafshilin or every chatzah? What do you talk about? Right? Right. That's for me. That's for me. That's for me. The rabbis mezaka other people. I mezaka other people. People rely on me, bishas adchak, if they forget to mezaka to other people in the town. So I need to... No, I do... What? I'm Mizaka. I give my heir of Tavshilin to someone else. I give the egg and the whatever, the matzah. I'm Mizaka to someone else. The Shiloh, where they can use your wife, we say, B'dievet, you can, but L'chadchila, you actually should use someone who's a non-member of the household to be Mizaka for your heir of Tavshilin. Okay? Okay, so Hahu Torzina. So there was... Okay, so now there was someone who was like a weapons, someone who guarded weapons. And Havi Shibusid Rav Zeira, so he was in the neighborhood of Rav Zeira. Amru Lei Ogir Lan Rishusach. So the Jews who were living with him, they said, can you rent for us your rights? Because we want to carry in the Chatzar. So Velo Ogir Lo, he didn't want to rent to them. Also the commander of Zeira, they came before Rav Zeira, Amru Lei, they said to him, Ma'ala Megar Mitvisu, can we rent from his wife? Armalahu, he said to them, "Hachim arish lakish mishpirin de gaba rabba." This is what, Reish Lakish said in the name of a great man, Umanin, who is that? Rabbi Chanida, Isha Sha'adam Ma'arev, Shlomi Daito. So someone's wife can be Ma'arev, not with the husband's knowledge. And so he wants to argue that just like the wife can join in Eruv Chatzeros, so too the wife of a non-Jew can grant the rights of Schirus Rishos. The Gemara brings another similar story, Ha'ut Terzina, David B'Shivu said Rav Yehuda Baroshaya. So there was another weapons guard who was living in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda Baroshaya. Amrilei, so the Jews who lived with him in the courtyard said, "Oger lav reshusach, rent for us your reshus." so we can carry on the chatzar. Lo ger lahu, he didn't rent to them. Also the commander of Yehuda Bar Shaya, they came before Yehuda Bar Shaya. They asked them, Malamega Bitviso, can we have schiras shus from his wife? Will that help? So lava biyada, he didn't know what to answer. He didn't know what the halacha was. Also the commander of Masna, they came before of Masna, lo biyada, he didn't know either. Also the commander of Yehuda, they were in for Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lahu, he said to them, Hachmar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ishta shall adam areve shlomi daito. That he said similar to what Rabbi Chanina said in the previous story, that the wife can be ma'arev for the husband, not without his knowledge, just like the wife can do it for the Erev Chatzero, so too the wife for a goy can do for Schirus Rishus. Okay, so Meisve, we have a question on this from the following brisa. Nashim she'erev shlomi das baleim, nashim she'erev v'nishtatfu shlomi das baleim, and eruvah eruv and shituv from shituv. So we have a gemara which says that, a brisa which says that women who are part of a chatzer and they join with other b'nei mavoi without the knowledge of their husbands, their eruv is not valid, their shituv is not valid. So how could Rav Chanina and Shmuel say that it is valid? So lokasha ha'da asar, ha'da lo asar. So when Rav Chanina and Shmuel said that you can be ma'arev not from his das, that's only in a situation where he asers, he restricts the other people of the chatzer to carry from the house of the chatzer. For example, that there's only from his house one opening besides the opening that's opening to the chatzer. So in that case, so what? So we say in that case, where there's no other option, so we are, since that basically this is the only opening, so we're lenient. And Bahadalawasa, the Bryce says that a woman it doesn't work, that's where he doesn't restrict the rest of the B'nai Chatzer to care from the house of the Chatzer. For example, let's say his house is open to two Chatzeros. And he typically goes out. I'm sorry. Right. And he typically doesn't go out by way of the other chatzer, and not by. And he typically goes out by way of the other chatzer, not this chatzer. So in that case, if he, it's not considered an eruv, because they are. He doesn't asher them anyway. So since he doesn't asher them anyway, so we are not lenient to allow them to join. But if he otherwise would asher them, if he otherwise would restrict them, so then we would say that his wife therefore we're lenient that his wife can join for him. And the Gemara says that Hakinam Yistabra, so this makes sense, the Im Kain, Kashid Shmuel Shmuel. Because if we would say that Shmuel says that wherever the person, the wife, that a wife can always be Ma'arif for the husband, it's a question of what Shmuel said to what he said somewhere else. Amar Shmuel, Echem Ne'mavoy Shiragal Yishtatav Ne'mavoy. If, let's say, one of the people from the Mavoy typically joins with the rest of the Mavoy, V'lon Yishtatav, and he didn't join with them this one time. So b'nei mavoi nichnasim tzok beisav notlin shituf mimenu bal korcho. So the b'nei mavoi can go into his house, and take the food from him, from his wife, against his will. So rogel in shena rogelo. So that's only true if he typically joins with them, and he would restrict them. But if he typically does not join with them and he doesn't restrict them, because let's say he uses some other way. He doesn't go by way of that mavoi. He goes by way of another mavoi. So then you can't join him without his consent. So this would be a stira, Shmuel on Shmuel. So Shmamina. So what do we see from here? That Shmuel said his halacha that you can do things bal korcho against his will with his. The Rishonim discuss. It seems that we're talking about against his will, but with the consent of his wife. Only in a case where he would otherwise forbid everyone from carrying in the chatzer. But if he wouldn't, then he can't. Then he can't join against his will. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof for Shmuel from the Brisa. Let's say that we have a proof from Shmuel from the Brisa. Kofid also lasas lachi v'kora l'mavoi. So we see in the Brisa that the people from the Mavoi they can force someone to make a lechi or a korah for the mavoi, in order that to allow caring, that someone doesn't want to join together by making a lechi or a korah. So the so you can force when you have a majority. That's how the Meiri understands it. When you have a majority of people, so you can compel everyone, even the minority, to build these things. So why is that? So that, again, it allows you to carry. So just like you can force someone to build a lechi or korah to allow carrying on a mavoi, so too you can force someone to be part of a shituf mavoz to allow carrying as well, and this would support Shmuel's position. The Gemara rejects that position. It says, Shiny Hasam, sniffing over there, Deleika Machitzos. Because without the lechi or the korah, the mavoi is completely open, and it's hard to... so that's why you could force. So that's why you could force him, and you could force it, and not to allow caring in the lechi. In other words, I guess what we're saying here, is that in some sense, it's like a protection in a way. It's hard to see exactly like how lechi exactly protection, but that's what Rashi says, that mavi magula hu ve'edo noach l'shomro. It's harder to guard it. So therefore, we force him to put a lechi or a korah, in a sense, sort of to guard it. Okay, but that's why you're forcing him, but not for purposes of carrying lechi or the lechi or the korah. Okay, so lishna achrina mitzad shiny. So another lashon says the following, that based in shine. It's not so clear what these words are. That what the Braisa says, that the Bein Mavi can force someone to make a lechi or a korah, so it doesn't mean that the people, the Mavi themselves, can take it from him against his will, but Beis Din can force him to join with them. So you can't bring a raya, because that's just simply saying that Beis Din can force him, but you can't take the food against his will. Now, once we're talking about lechi or korah, we have a side debate here. Itmar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav Osim Lechi Asheira, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar Osim Korah Asheira. So you have a debate, not really a debate. Rechi Barashi says that you can even use the wood of an Asherah tree. An Asherah tree is used for Avodah Zarah. So an Asherah tree, you cannot derive benefit from it, but nevertheless, you can use it for a lechi. And Reish Lakish says you can use it for a korah. Manda Amar korah kol shekein lechi. Reish Lakish says you can use it as a crossbeam, certainly you can use it as a lechi. Why? Because a crossbeam has a certain requirement. It has to be at least a tefach, I believe, wide. So therefore, if we say you can use that from the wood of an asherah, certainly you can use a lechi that doesn't have any shear. So you can use it. So certainly a lechi you can use for if it's made from an asherah. Man domar lechi aval korah lo. But Rav Chiya bar Ashi, who says that you can make a lechi from the wood of an asherah tree, he would only say it by lechi, but not by a korah, because the korah requires a shear of a tefach, and we hold that by efsha, and we say that since by a wood of an asherah you need to burn it, kitute mechta shiura. It's as if it doesn't have a shear. Now, even though it seems like, oh, that this is a tefach wide, we view it, since it's ready to be burnt, as if it doesn't have any size, doesn't meet any dimensions, and therefore you can't use it as a crossbeam. The Mishnah, next Mishnah, wants to explain that you need to inform the Bnei Mavoi or the Chatzer when you take bread from them for Shituf or for an Eruv. So the Mishnah says the following. Nismain ha'ochel. So let's say the food diminished. Let's say that whatever the shear is, you have less. You have less. That people from the Mavoi, they took some of the food. So mostly from Mazaka. So you're allowed to add more food, and you can join it, and then you can be Mazaka. Other people confer them rights to the food. The Ein Tzarich Lodia, you don't have to inform them that you are joining with them. Nitosfu Alehem, let's say there are new residents who moved into town, that they weren't there when you officially made the Shitufim Avos. Most of you can add more food, Mizake, and you can confer rights to them. Vitzarech Lodia, and you need to you need to let them know. You need to inform them, ask them if they want to join together. We are lenient in this regard, that you're allowed to when you make the shitufa mavos for the whole year. So you're allowed to. There's a line which says, and this counts for even other people who will, future residents who will be part of, who will come to town. And it's a debate amongst the Rishonim, but because of Erevin, you know, we're lenient when it comes to Erevin, so we allow you to be mezakeh other people who will become residents in the coming year. So that's why anytime someone new moves to town, I don't have to go over to them and say, do you want to join our mavoi or not? Okay, so kama hushi uran. So what is the shear of shitufa mavos? Bisman shehein merubim, when there are a lot of people, mozen shteitzulos lakula. You need food of that's for two meals in total for everyone, an aggregate of two meals. Bisman shehein muatim. And the Gemara is going to explain that what's how much is that? Bisman shehein muatim, and when there aren't so many people, then kigro geras lakol echad ve'echad. You only need the size of a dried fig for each and every person. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, we usually use a box of matzah, which is definitely the size of two meals. Amar Rav Yosef, bebet marmurim b'tchilas erev. When do we say you need the size of a grogeres? That's in the beginning, when you try to make an erev to begin with. Avol bishare erev, when there already is an erev, and then let's say people ate from the food, and you want to add kol shehu, you only need, I'm sorry, and so food is left, there's food gets diminished. So kol shehu, even if there's a small amount, even less than a grogeres, for every person, or Muslim shtei sudos, that's enough though. That's enough to join everyone. The goal, whatever the shear is, that's a shear from the beginning. But if it's food gets eaten up, as long as you have a kol shehu, then it's fine. And why is that? V'lo amru le'arev b'chatzeros el kadesh shelo shakech es atinokos. And the reason why we're leading with the Eruv, that even if there's a little bit of kosher, is because they only told us to do this, right? So that people don't forget about the concept of Eruv. That if you only made a shituf for the mavoi, kids wouldn't know from the Eruv. And therefore they said that you should make an Eruv even b'chatzeros, so the kids will see it. And since this is not min halacha, just so the kids don't forget it, they're lenient that even if there remains even a kol shehu, then that's sufficient. Now the Gemara is the Mishnah is explained that even if that only that if the food gets diminished, so then when you add food to the mavoi, you don't need to inform other people. So that would indicate that what? Let's say the food is completely gone. So then when you put new food on, then you would need to inform them. That's the negative implication from the Mishnah. So based on this, the Gemara asked the following question. B'mayaskinan, what are we talking about here? E lema b'minechad. If we're talking about that you're adding from the same type of food that you had, let's say you had wine and that was your that was your food for the Eruv, and now you're adding, or whatever, they had bread and now you're adding more bread. My iria nismait. Why does it say that it came less? Afilu kala nami. Even if the food completely was gone, you use it all up, you also wouldn't need to inform anyone. Ella, so what must we be talking about? Bishnei minim. Okay, that you are using with a different type of food. That's also a question. Why? Because afilu nismait namilo. So because even if, let's say, you diminish the Eruv and it's not completely gone and you're adding, you also cannot take new food without informing someone. Why? D'tanya kala ochel miminechad ein tzarech lodia, mishnei minim tzarech lodia. We have an explicit brisa that if the food of the Eruv is gone, and if it's the same type of food, then you don't need to inform the people from the mavoi or the chatzer. And if it's mishnei minim, but if it's from two, if you're taking another type of food, then tzarech lodia, you would need to inform them. So that's not what we're saying here. The distinction we're making is not minachad or shnei minim. we're making a distinction between nisma'et and kala, whether it was diminished or whether it was completely gone. So the Gemara answers, yibayseima miminecha, yibayseima mishnei minim. I can answer you that the Mishnah is talking about one min, one type of food, and I can answer you the Mishnah is talking about two different types of food. If you want, I can say that the Mishnah is talking about one type of food. Umay nismayit, nismayit. In other words, when the Mishnah says that it was nismayit, it was completely gone. So if it's completely gone, so in that case, minachad, you don't need to inform them. Yiboyseima mishnei minim. Or if you want to say that maybe we're talking about two different types of food, and the color shiny, and the case of the brisa, which says you need to inform them, is different because the brisa is talking about only when the food was completely gone. But in that case, you have to inform them. But if it was only nismite, if it was only diminished, then you don't need to inform them. Okay. Now the Mishnah says nitosu aleha mosifu mazaka. Let's say there were additional residents that came, and you want to add more food, so then you need to inform them. Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Chista, Zos Omeris, Chalukin Olav Chaverav Al Rav Yehuda. So we can learn from this halacha that the Chaverim, the colleagues of Rav Yehuda, argue on him. Why? Because Rav Yehuda holds that even when you make an Erev in the first time, you don't need to inform the people that you are taking food, you know, that you're from whom you're taking food for. Why did not? Because we learn in the Mishnah, Amar Yehuda medar moran beirvui tchumim v'arichatzeros ma'arvin ladas aben shalol ladas. Rav Yehuda said, when do we say that you need someone's knowledge when you make an eruv? That's only eruv tchumim, because we don't know if. All right, what's the eruv tchumim? There, I'm establishing the center of your residence for Shabbos. So if I'm doing it for you, I need to know whether you want me to do that, you know, because it's not like I'm not necessarily giving you a benefit. I'm just moving your center, and maybe you don't want your center to be moved. So Erev Tchumi, you definitely need the das of the other person, but Erev Chatzeros, where you don't lose anything. So then you're ma'ariv l'das shalol das, even without the person's knowledge, because I'm simply conferring a benefit on you. So the Gemara asks, pshita de chalukin, isn't obvious that our Mishnah who says that if there are additional residents, you need to inform them that this argues from Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rav Shishi come to teach us? That maybe that this is only talking about that even our Mishnah holds of Rabbi Yehuda, that Erev Chatzeros, you don't need to inform him. And when the Mishnah says you need to inform him, that's talking about a courtyard that's standing between two mavois, and it's open to both mavois, that we don't know with which mavoi he wants to join. So maybe in this, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you need to inform him. But in a chatzar, in a courtyard that's only open to one mavoi, so maybe there we would say that the Tana of our Mishnah would not say that you need to inform him. Kamash Malan, so if Shuzi says that we don't say that. That our Mishnah is talking about even a case where the chatz is only open up to one mavoi, and nevertheless still the Tana says that you have to inform him. And the reason is, Rashi says, is that because we need to know that he's not makbid on the food that we're taking from him, and he doesn't care to give it to all the bnei mavoi. Okay, so even though you gave him a major benefit, still he's still contributing a little bit of food, and you need to make sure that he's not makbid on that food. So kama hu shiro. So now, what's the shir? What's the amount of a shitufa mavos? What's the amount of food that you need when there are a lot of people? So the Gemara is now going to explain what does it mean when there are a lot of people. What's a lot of people? Kama hu merubim. When we say that if there are a lot of people, you need matzen shtei sudos, the food of two meals. So what's considered a lot of people? Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, shmona esrei bnei adam, 18 people. So Gemara is saying shmona esrei the two law, what, only 18 people, not more. So Ema Mishmona Asrei Ve'elach means at least 18 people. So Umay Shmona Asrei Denakana, why are we mentioning learning about 18? What's with 18? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda L'di Mefarshin L'mini D'Abba. I heard something from my father. That's Rav Yehuda. That Kol She'ilu Machalko L'Mazon Shei Sudos B'nei Ve'im Agas Grogos Kol Echad Ve'Echad. That if you split up the food of let's say you have two Seudos, of food, and you split them up, and you don't have you have less than a dried fig for each person. So then, hein merubim. That's the merubim. V'sagi b'mazon shtei sudo. So basically, what we're saying is, if you take mazon shtei sudo, so what's mazon shtei sudo? It's actually machlokas. It's 6 eggs or 8 eggs, whatever that is. If you were to cut it up and split it up into, if you were to split up the food into fig sizes, and so you would come out with 18 portions. So that is, so if you have 18, so that's enough, and that's mazon shtei sudo v'lov. And if you don't have enough people that would be able to, that would be enough for a grogros, so heini muati ninu. So then that's fewer than that, and there you need a grogros for every person. The agav orcha kamash b'lan d'shtei sudos having shmona asrei grogros. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the name of Shmuel, by the way, he's coming to tell us that shtei sudos is 18 grogros. And this is a really a broader discussion. This is one of the sources in trying to figure out the share of a kazayas. Because, right, you know that, well, however, the two meals, if you say two meals is a dried fig, so how we correspond that to kazayas. So I think this is one of the Gemaras, I think in a couple of Dapim also, they talk about this specific halacha. It's one of the Gemaras, but I think we've run out of time. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Have a good day.